Canal des Deux Mers Bicycle Tour with BikeTourFrance.net. September 2026. Historical Narrative. Ride Day 1, Bordeaux to La Réole. A marriage in 1152 shaped much of what appears on this first day. Eleanor of Aquitaine married Henry Plantagenet, the future Henry II of England, and Bordeaux entered a long Anglo-French orbit that extended from the Scottish border to the Pyrenees. Wine, grain, river traffic, and customs revenues flowed through Aquitaine toward English markets, and much of the region's prosperity was tied more closely to London than to Paris. As riders leave Bordeaux and enter the Entre Deux Mers countryside, they pass through a landscape shaped by that rivalry. Several towns along the route owe their form to English and French competition. Sauveterre de Guyenne was founded by Edward I in 1281 as a bastide designed to strengthen English authority in the region. Crayon followed in 1315 under the direction of Amaury de Crayon, seneschal of Guyenne. These planned towns were instruments of administration, taxation, defense, and control. During the Hundred Years' War, Sauveterre changed hands 10 times before French forces finally secured permanent control in 1451. The end of English Aquitaine is also tied to a figure encountered along the route. Pey Berlon served as curate in Bouillac before becoming Archbishop of Bordeaux. After the final French victories of the 1450s, he helped negotiate Bordeaux's submission to the French crown, opposed several of the harsher terms, fell from favor, and died in exile. His story reflects the difficult transition from an English-oriented Aquitaine to a province increasingly integrated into the Kingdom of France. No product shaped the fortunes of Bordeaux more than wine. By the 19th century, the region had become one of the world's great wine-producing centers. In 1855, Napoleon III ordered a classification of Bordeaux wines for the Paris Universal Exposition, establishing a hierarchy of estates that continues to influence the global wine trade today. Then came disaster. Beginning in the 1870s, phylloxera, a tiny insect accidentally imported from North America, devastated vineyards across Bordeaux and much of Europe. The solution also arrived from North America. Scientists and vintners, particularly in Missouri, helped identify phylloxera-resistant American rootstocks and supplied millions of cuttings to French growers. European grape varieties were grafted onto American roots, preserving both Bordeaux's vineyards and much of the European wine industry. The day ends in La Réole, founded around a Benedictine priory in 977 and destined to become the second largest city in the province after Bordeaux. Its strategic position on the Garonne River made it one of the most contested towns in southwestern France. During the Hundred Years' War, armies repeatedly fought for control of the city. In 1345, Henry of Gramont, later Duke of Lancaster and one of England's most successful commanders, captured La Réole after defeating a larger French force at Auberoche. The town's history reflects the larger story of Aquitaine itself: wealth, rivalry, and centuries of competition between two kingdoms.